Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg. It's the 5th day of October. It's a sunny morning. And y'all, let us join you. Can't thank you. Thank you enough. Once again, we are going to be getting out of here about 9:15. We got to travel over to London for Sunday morning football. You got the Vikings and the Browns kicking off at 9:30.
With a spot of tea.
Well, yeah.
You and have a spot of tea with your,
I
with
never
your,
had
with
a,
your football?
How much is a spot?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I have no idea. They always have the spot of tea.
A bit of tea. Yeah. Something like that. What's the breakfast thing? I know Roland Garros, it's strawberries, right? And cream? What do they do?
Roland Garros, that's at Wimbledon.
That's at Wimbledon. What's the one with
strawberries
Roland
Strawberries and cream. I don't know what they do at Roland Garros.
Okay, I thought French.
French fries. I don't know, man.
Well, you're supposed to know. You're the tennis dude. Hey, Miles, ain't he supposed to know?
I don't know, Sam. I didn't know you were a big French Open guy.
Well, he's a tennis guy. He's the
I know French Open,
dude.
But I just know they have strawberries and cream at Wimbledon, and they now have a drink called the Honey Deuce at New York.
That's well, really, you got to try
that. Oh, okay. I should ask my mom. She's a big tennis girl, so she'd probably know all these.
There you go. Oh. There you go. All right.
Well, anyway, we got to turn things over to them because they're going to take over at 11 at 9:30 this morning.
But just because it's a bye week, it's the bye week for our team.
That's right. So we got that. We got Atlanta United tonight, LAFC at 9:00 here, and then down on WAOK we got Sunday Night Football, Pats and the Bills, and that's a good kind of tie-in to bring Miles in here on this week off. What are you looking to see this Atlanta Falcons team do in preparation? Well, you won't really know what they're doing, but what kind of showing do you think they're going to have against this Buffalo team? Who?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm really intrigued because I think this team, the Falcons, of course, that is, I think they match up pretty decently to this Bills team, maybe contrary to the national perspective. I think the Bills' rush defense isn't exactly up to par. I think the Falcons obviously have an elite running back in Bijan Robinson, and he's been playing that way basically all season long, nay the Panthers game. So I think the Falcons can really take advantage of their defense from that scenario. But where I think the Falcons really need to improve and show some life really is their ability to play against quarterbacks who are not only mobile but can navigate the pocket, really, you know, keep plays alive. The Falcons defense has struggled thus far against those quarterbacks like Bryce Young and Baker Mayfield, and they, obviously they're playing probably the best one in the entire league this upcoming Sunday. So you don't want to see Josh Allen run all over the field, have all day, and basically create plays with his legs, whether that's, you know, running for first downs or just extending plays and throwing it downfield like he always does. I mean, we've seen this for the last few years. He's an MVP for a reason. So the Falcons really need to take advantage of that aspect and keep him in the pocket and don't let him beat you, because that's basically what this Bills offense is to me. I mean, obviously give Joe Brady his flowers, the offensive coordinator. He's done some great work, but Josh Allen, at the end of the day, does play a lot of hero ball, I think, at certain points, and you got to have him avoid that.
And see, here's the, and I say to you too, Sam, when I bring this up, we're looking at a team right now with this Buffalo, where Buffalo's at, much like we looked at Kansas City 4 or 5 years ago. Josh Allen is doing Patrick Mahomes-type things. There's only a few guys in this league that if you give him the ball with X amount of seconds left or a minute left and they need a touchdown, you got him, you got Patrick, I think. And listen, we saw that he's still doing this, Matthew Stafford. But there's only a couple guys in that league who you feel scared with giving them the ball late. So as you say, Falcons match up with them, it's that they got to get an early lead on this team and hold them. Because, again, if they keep it close late at the end, I'm sorry. You just kind of feel like this dude is going to get it done, like I said, like we were watching Patrick do all those years ago or the last few years.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, a game is never over when Josh Allen, like you just said, Patrick Mahomes, maybe even Lamar Jackson, you know, they're not getting out to a great start this year, but there's upper echelon elite quarterbacks. You just never feel like a lead is safe. And Josh Allen has certainly proved that. I mean, it makes you think back to that playoff game against Kansas City a few years ago where Josh didn't even get a possession, you know, and he scores with 13 seconds left. Patrick Mahomes gets down there and scores. They get the first possession of overtime and win the game. Yeah, I mean, you got to keep the track meet going in these two, or with these two teams, obviously. And honestly, I mean, I do think there is, you know, there is no, you don't want to call it moral victories, obviously. No fan wants that right now, especially in a year that the Falcons are considered to be a potential playoff threat. You know, everything's looking good. You got a pretty good defense for once, finally. And looks like Michael Penix Jr. is turning a corner, obviously, everything with Bijan Robinson. So all those things considered, I think if this game is close because of how dominant the Bills have looked, I think you still got to feel pretty confident about this team going forward. What you don't want to happen is obviously a blowout scenario, you know, something like a Carolina game. I think if this game is close, win or lose, again, I know there's no moral victories, but win or lose, if this game is close, then I think you got to feel pretty confident about this Falcons team just because of how dominant this Bills team has looked the last 2 years.
Yeah, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Myles Garrett, Auburn Fox driver. He is social. You can find him at Myles Garrett TV, at Myles Garrett TV. Myles, with the record being 2-2, four games in, we've had a chance to sample this team and see them through four games. The outcomes, you know, we think about what could have been. That was the one up in Carolina. Who saw that coming, the way it went? And then to bounce back the way they did a week ago. Thoughts about what this team has shown us. What has surprised you? And maybe what are you still waiting to see from this team?
Ooh, that's a good question. Yeah, from a surprise scenario, I'd say the defense. You know, we did see glimpses of it in training camp, and obviously Jeff Ulbrich brings this type of, you know, different energy of sorts to the defense. But I wasn't expecting to see, like, the Vikings' performance, for example. I know kind of on both sides of the ball, the Falcons have been sort of unpredictable. It's kind of been hot and cold a little bit, but for the most part, I think the defense has held their own to a certain degree, and especially in that Vikings game, 6 sacks, 2 interceptions. I was excited about this rookie class. I just didn't think they'd be as impactful already as they have been. I mean, Xavier Watts, defensive rookie of the month. Among all the rookies this team had, you would maybe think if you were told that James Pierce Jr., Jalen Walker, but then you have Xavier Watts ending up being the guy, and obviously he's performed very well. Billy Bowman Jr. as well. So I do think that those guys together, and obviously this defensive performance as a whole, has been the biggest surprise for me thus far. And maybe I missed the other part of your question. What was the other part? I heard the biggest surprise.
Just biggest surprise, or something you want to see more of, maybe that you haven't seen?
Oh, yes. I want to see more of Michael Penix Jr. throwing it downfield. We finally saw that in this past Commanders game. I want to see that a lot more. I want to see Drake London. You know, you hope he's back to full health alongside Darnell Mooney, but him along with Kyle Pitts, who I think has looked very good so far this season. But, you know, you drafted him to do this exact thing. And you saw that in that Commanders game where he's throwing the ball downfield with accuracy. That's what he was drafted for. That's what Zach Robinson and Raheem Morris love about him. So I want to see that continue because we saw it a little bit last year. We've seen it in glimpses. I want to see it on a consistent basis because if that can be a consistent thing for this team, they're going to win some games, guys. I mean, they can run the ball with Bijan and Tyler. So if you can add that element to this team with the weapons you've got, look out. I mean, I do think this team could be poised for some dangerous things.
Have we seen enough of this team turning? And when I say turning, I mean dismissing a position coach, bringing your OC from the booth down to the sideline, having open auditions for kicking. That was just the first 3 weeks, right?
Yeah. That was just the first 3 weeks. And, you know, it's I wouldn't say you got to forget about it. Yes, it was great to beat the Commanders, but you got to keep in mind, again, maybe this is more of a defensive thing because you were playing Marcus Mariota. You were playing without Terry McLaurin. And, you know, they still put up 27 points on you. You know, you've got two back-to-back tough opponents, you know, in the Bills and the 49ers. The 49ers look like they're not even missing a beat without all those injuries on offense. So that's going to be a very tough game on Sunday Night Football as well. So you've got two back-to-back opponents that it's going to be a huge prove-it moment for this team, depending on how you play in both of these games. Because if you lay an egg in both of them, the fans are going to be completely out. But if you win one or two of them together, then you change the whole perspective, even nationally, with these games both being nationally televised audience on how, you know, what the perspective is on this team, because you finally are proving, yes, we are one of the good teams in this league. We can stand toe to toe on primetime against these guys. So I wouldn't say that those doubts are of anything, you know, regarding the former receivers coach, Ike Hilliard, has been completely buried away. It was great to see the offense make a complete turnaround, a 180 against the Commanders after putting up 0 points. But you got to, like we said, it's got to be a consistent thing. You got to see this continue on against playoff and potentially Super Bowl teams.
Sorry, did you have another football question for him? Because I wanted to ask Miles, and I also forgot something during casting call too, and I messed up the story of the week. But I think if I got him to tell the truth, that Miles would say, before he got the information, he was a fan of Lily Norwood. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Not Miles, do you know who I'm talking about?
Lily Norwood.
Lily Norwood is an actress. Excuse me, Tilly.
Is this the AI actress?
Do you believe this? We now have literally. But this is what I wanted to ask you, because, you know, when we first started talking to you, you would wear a couple hats. You talked about the Falcons, but you also talked about the Braves. And we haven't had a chance to get to your thoughts on the Braves, not just their season, but the announcement that Snit's not coming back.
Yeah, I mean, it was something that I wouldn't say was completely unexpected. Obviously, we did speak to Alex Anthopoulos about it yesterday as well. It picked a great day for a press conference, 11 a.m. on a college football Saturday.
Very strategic.
Yeah, very strategic. Yeah, I had the press conference going on in my car as I was going to the office. But no, I mean, it was something that I said, wasn't completely unexpected. Obviously, with the way things went down, was certainly disappointing. And you wanted to see him get a better final swan song, you know, going into his 50th season. He was in year 49. Obviously, he's going to stay with the team in an advisory role. But I think there was an argument that it might have been time. I mean, you maybe want a fresh voice in there. There were some things that fans certainly had been calling out online as far as, you know, maybe Snit's missing something or he doesn't really have the same energy like he used to, what have you. Look, Snit's been a great manager the last 7-8 years. This team has completely rebuilt itself from the ground up, going back to Turner Field. So Brian Snicker deserves his flowers. I don't want to get that confused. He has been a great manager for this team, and obviously you got a World Series championship out of it. But at the same time, I do think it's time for maybe this team to get a fresh voice in the clubhouse, maybe get a different perspective in there. I know there's a lot of different names being thrown out there. Alex Anthopoulos said yesterday, whether this is true or not, that there has been zero people they've reached out to and zero official candidates. I don't know whether or not that's true or not. I would hope that maybe they have some guys in mind, but the ones you certainly think of, Walt Weiss, obviously he's been with the organization, David Ross, another guy, former player, former manager himself. And I know a hot name has been Mark DeRosa, another former player. He was with Team USA. Mm. I don't expect that one to necessarily happen, but certainly a name you can maybe keep an eye out for.
All right, buddy. Listen, thank you as always for getting up and joining us. Miles, we'll be in touch with you and get you back here
as soon as possible.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks, Miles.
Looking forward to it, guys. Have a good weekend.
There you go. Miles Garrett, Fox 5. Who's the leader of this Braves team?
I don't know.
See what I'm saying? But
this is offseason. Do you need to have someone?
No, I meant just if they were still playing, or just say this season. Who is the – when Freddie was here, you knew who the leader was. You know what I mean?
Right.
You knew who the leader was. I don't know that you can say that. I don't know that you need one. I just thought I'd ask and see if you came up with a name without thinking.
Maybe they know. Maybe the guys in the clubhouse know.
We'll find out.
They know the leader.
It is Sam and Greg. We're going to talk about today's matchups, put a wrap on the show. Well, actually, not put a wrap on it, because we're going to be here for until 9:15, because kickoff isn't until 9:30.
We can't go over yet. There in London. We can't go yet.
we can't pull. Oh, I'm going to mention his name. Minnesota and Cleveland come up at 9:30
mm-hmm.
over there in London. So, yeah, I guess mm-hmm. we're going to be here for another minute. So, get another cup of coffee. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.